Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. 800-531-3815, toll-free, coast-to-coast. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Ron Zimke is our guest. He's our good friend, and Ron's a best-selling author. He's a renowned keynote speaker. He's a consultant to some of the world's leading organizations, helping them put their best foot forward with their customers, make sure that they do, in fact, as one of his books is titled, Knock Their Socks Off. And folks, his new book's called, he and Chip Bell have written a book called Service Magic, The Art of Amazing Your Customers. And that's what we're going to talk about today, your customers. Ron, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Happy to be here.
It's good to have you back, as always. Ron, let's talk about complicating things.
Yeah.
One of the things that I know you run into a lot is that people act like they want to service customers, but they just don't get it done. And one of the reasons is it seems like they complicate things too much.
Yeah, I think we do. We overcomplicate things inadvertently. For instance, and we don't know it. For instance, the easiest thing to do is to overcomplicate something, is to hire people, train them well, and then do everything you can to keep them away from the customer. Inventory reports, trading that you want them to go to, go call on this customer, and we do that over and over again. As we just ring too many bells, as my friend Tom Kinnellan says, we just don't help them. Shell down to the corn, as Chip would say.
That's a good term. I've heard that one many times. Well, do you think that maybe all we need to do is just say, yes, ma'am, what would you like? What do you want?
Oh, sure. But it's you need to give the people who are going to ask that question the space and the time to do it.
Right.
That's just so key to me, is that I see it over and over again that folks just don't have the we ask them to do too many things, and we get nervous and edgy. I mean, we're all worried about cost today,
right?
We get nervous and edgy if they look like they're not doing something every second.
Mm-hmm.
And so we invent new things for them to do, and then they can't remember what it is they're there for.
So what you're saying is we've got customer service people that we're actually trying to morph into something else rather than taking care of their business.
Yeah, we just they lose focus because we lose focus.
So how can we fix that?
Well, one of the things we need to do is continually have a discussion and talk about your number one priority is customers. If there's somebody standing in front of you in a retail setting, that's more important than that phone ring. You can't walk away from the customer and pick up the phone. You have to know.
That is so annoying, isn't
it?
You've been waiting online. You wait your turn. You're very patient. And all of a sudden, it's your turn. And then they pick up the phone when it rings, and they take it's like the other person, you know, on the phone. It made me want to walk over to another department and call this person.
You bet.
Instead of waiting, you know, maybe the phone works better.
You bet. You know why people have still tell us that all things considered, they'd rather shop by catalog.
Yeah, that has a lot to do with it. But, you know, all you got to do is say, I mean, in my opinion, Ron, you tell me if this is right. What I would say is, yes, ma'am, I have customers who have been waiting ahead of you. Can I take your name and number and I'll call you back?
Absolutely, that's all there is to it.
But why don't they do that?
We don't train them to do that. We don't think about the little bitty things that they need to know that they have permission to do.
Well, don't people, aren't, you know, you would think that I mean, everybody who's in business is a customer at some point in time.
Yeah, but
you think,
you know,
that they would say, huh, I wonder if we're doing this.
You know what? We tell people and we think they stay told. They don't.
Say that again.
We tell people something and we think they stay told, but they don't. We have to remind them. One of the easiest ways around that, or one of the ways that I've found most effective, is to really say, what's our promise to the customer? And write that down and continually go over, remember what our promise to the customer is. Fast, efficient, whatever it is. I think the champion of reminding people what the promise is are those people at Ritz-Carlton. Every morning they have on every shift for every employee, they have a 5-minute stand-up meeting, and the supervisor stands up does a couple minutes on what's going on in the property and then said, let's talk about our promise to the customer. And there are 20 things in their promise, like if a customer looks like is looking for, if a customer is trying to find someplace in the hotel, you accompany them, you don't point. And they review one of those 20 standards every day of the week.
Ron, I was in a grocery store near me a while back. And actually, this has happened two or three times. And, I mean, I've been shopping for groceries a long time, so I kind of know my way around a grocery store. But there was one particular thing I couldn't find, and so I went over to somebody, and I say, and this was somebody, I was in the meat department.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, do you know where so-and-so is? And that person almost leapt over the meat counter. I mean, they came around, but they came around so fast, I thought they were going to leap over the counter. And they actually, and I said, no, just point me. They said, no, I'm taking you. I mean, I didn't have a choice. I was accompanied. and they walked me over, and they found what I needed. And then they said, is there anything else, sir? And I said, wow.
Well, you know, that's interesting because that's a profession that's in danger.
Yeah.
Because it's so tempting to cut out the butcher and in your store and go to prepackage. And so those guys, kind of as an industry, have decided that the difference in that prepackaging and keeping their jobs is how they treat the customer.
Well, you're right.
Great.
I went there. I was there recently, and they had I wanted to buy a leg of lamb, and so I asked the last one that I got from another place. Didn't have the bone in it. This one did,
mm-hmm.
and I asked the butcher. I said, "Can you order this without the bone?" He says, "Well, I don't know," but he said, "That's not a problem. You want the bone out?" And I said, "Well, yeah." He said, "It's done." And he said, and then he said, "You want me to wrap it up? You want me to string it up so you can roast it like you know, rolled up?" And I said, "Well, yeah." He said, "It's done." And
mm-hmm.
I said, "You know what I said, Ron?"
Yeah.
I said, "Wow."
You bet.
Now, and let me tell you something, folks. You can do that in your business. I don't care if you're a dry cleaners. I don't care if you're a manufacturer. I don't care if you're selling fertilizer. It doesn't matter.
You know, he's proud of what he knows and what he does.
And the thing is he didn't do all that much. It's just that he did what I wanted him to do.
Yeah.
I mean, he did a lot, but in terms of what it took him, what it cost him, in time and energy,
mm-hmm.
mostly all it took was him giving a darn about it.
You bet.
Him caring at all about what the customer wanted.
Isn't that magic?
Yeah, and guess what? I'm loyal to those folks now.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about that when we come back. What makes people loyal? And we're also going to talk about some of the crazy things you and I say when we're customers. 20 after. We'll be right back with Ron Zimke, the co-author, along with Chip Bell, of Service Magic. My desire. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Lessingame, the Small Business Advocate. Ron, Ron Zimke is our guest, folks. And Ron, we need to know your website.
It's real simple. It's www.socksoff.com.
As in delivering knock your socks off service.
Folks. Right, it is.
And, which is now in at least the third edition. I'm not sure. Maybe there's a fourth one.
Third edition for one of the books.
Something under a million of those sold, folks. And I know you hear me say that about folks' books, mm-hmm. different books we have, folks. But this book has sold several hundred thousand. What is it, about a half million now?
Well, the delivering book is over half a million, and the series together is over a million.
Wow. Something under 2 million books have been sold in this series, folks. And Service Magic is brand new, The Art of Amazing Your Customers. And you can find those at socksoff.com. But also they can find them at other bookstores, right, wherever books are sold.
Yes, they're wherever, major bookstores.
Wherever fine books are sold in a couple of places where they're not so big. and when they get to your website, Ron, what will they find besides your books?
Well, we keep articles. We try to keep up to date on the research we're doing. And they'll also find things about the books by my partners, Chip and Tom.
Right.
And we try and just keep state-of-the-art. One of the things we're going to be posting very shortly is a new contest. I love we ran a contest several years ago just on a whim, what's the craziest thing you've ever heard a customer say? And it was so popular that we rerun it every 2 years, and I'm ready to start another one.
What are some of those things?
Well, it's particularly this time of the year seems to be the time when those calls come in and those customers come in.
Are there more full moons or something this time of year?
I think Mars is real close right now. It has something to do with it. I was talking to somebody in a credit card company, and they said to I asked them during seminars, what's the strangest thing you ever heard? And they were trying to help somebody with a problem. They said, would you please spell your name spell the name as it appears on a credit card, sir? And the customer said, sure, Visa. Sometimes they get real crazy around technology and just technical things, like the woman who called the Thrasher's Hardware Store in Des Moines, and she said, my car battery's dead, and I've got to go to the store. I've got one of those plug-in battery chargers. If I put that into my cigarette lighter and hook it to my battery, will my car start?
Some of the best ones I've had have been customers who couldn't tell me how to get to their house.
Oh gosh!
Years ago, I'm talking 30 years ago.
Yeah.
When I was going to people's houses to measure for carpet or we might have been delivering something or whatever, they couldn't tell me how to get to their house. They would actually have to go in their mind, go back and imagine going home to tell me how to get there.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm one of those. I wrote it down. I have it above the phone.
What are some other things?
We get screwed up with finances a lot.
Yeah.
I got this one from somebody at Oppenheimer. There's a customer calls in and says, why did you bounce my check? It says void if written for less than $100, and I wrote it for more than that. And the CSR said, well, how much did you write it for? Customer says $19,000. Mm-hmm. Well, sir, you only have $800 in your account. He said, well, then do I have to take the car back?
And he was serious, too.
Very serious. Very serious.
Why are some people so fanatical about the people they do business with? Why are some customers just so darn loyal that you can't run them off with a stick?
Yeah, you know, that's become a real object of wonder for people, that a lot of people are pouring time into trying to figure out why is it that some people will tattoo the name of your product on their shoulder,
yeah,
as in Harley Davidson.
Uh-huh.
And we always thought it was kind of mystical, you know, how that usually is the first fallback as, well, this is just magic. But I'm a magician, so I know that there's no such thing as pure magic. So one of the things that we're learning is the number one thing is that the product has to be, or the service you're providing, has to be perceived as head and shoulders above the competition. Mm-hmm. What it does is it gives the customer some bragging rights.
Right.
And if you can create an experience around your product or service that the customer sees as unique, then you're on your way to having I think the easiest word to call it is branded, high branded product.
Absolutely. Well, and the thing is what I have said, Ron, is that you want to get your customers to the point to where they're afraid to do without you.
Yes, that's a good one.
I've talked about the guy who cooks my favorite steak. Uh-huh. I don't want to eat steak anywhere else, because if I'm going to spend $20 for a steak, mm-hmm. I want to make sure it's the right steak, and this guy has never let me down. I'm
mm-hmm.
afraid to eat a steak anywhere else.
Mm-hmm. Well, you hit on a second quality that's real important, is that high consistency, and it's the kind of product or service that you're confident that anybody you recommend will have a good experience. That's real important in
right.
high branding too.
Absolutely. Ron, can we find articles and other things of information on your website?
Yes, sure can. I have.
Is there a newsletter of any kind?
No, we don't do a newsletter, but we try and make all of our articles downloadable so people can circulate them and print
Great.
Them and use them.
Socksoff.com. Check it out when you get a chance. We're gonna, Ron, when you come back next time, we're gonna get you to do some magic for us. That'll be great on the radio.
Oh, we can.
Ron,
believe it or not.
Ron Zimke. We'll be right back, folks, after these messages with Leslie Kossoff. It's 29 after. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot. She's got it.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.